This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll be hearing some updates from the Illinois Beef Expo in Springfield. The Illinois performance-tested bull sale took place yesterday at the Livestock Center on the State Fairgrounds. The bleachers were packed with bidders, and over 50 bulls were up for sale. And once the sale ended, I had a chance to talk with the bull sale manager, Travis Mateer.
I think we did see overall maybe just a little less in terms of what the bulls brought from last year, but that probably follows the cattle market as much as anything. We deal with mostly commercial bull buyers through this sale, and so they're willing to pay what they're getting for those cattle when they're selling them. But we had a really nice set of bulls. There's no doubt there's some bulls that have some traits that guys are really looking forward to adding to their herd. And those cattle just brought more money.
And how many bulls were in the sale today, total number?
Yeah, so we sold 54 bulls for a total of $183,600. So that puts our average on that 54 bulls at right at $3,400.
Well, it certainly was an interesting sale to watch, and we just kept turning the page when it came to selling, so it was a good turnout of sellers and buyers today. It was mentioned during the sale, and we've talked about it before, these bulls are the best of the best. There are certain standards that they have, and there's tests done. Talk a little bit about that and what it takes to have a bull in this sale.
Yeah, I guess I need to send out a thank you to the consigners first, because those breeders do go through a lot of hoops and jump a lot of hurdles to get a bull in this sale. And so I appreciate that. These guys are dedicated to providing good, solid performance bulls. But, yeah, health, herd health status, yonis, BVD test, performance standards, not only EPDs but actual weights, sale day weights. We scrotal measure these bulls, hip height, soundness, and muscle score. We ask these bulls to pass almost every test. It'd be hard-pressed to find a sale in the Midwest that asks bulls to do what we ask them to do.
And not only do they have to jump through all those hoops, but there are families that continuously bring these bulls year after year, families that have been raising cattle forever, and they continuously deliver that good quality.
Yeah, there's definitely a tradition in the folks that supply bulls to this sale, and I think that's just a testament to the value that the buyers get from this sale, and those bulls continue to sell good from those consigners. There's just a building of relationships that go on there between people in the cattle business.
Well, it's definitely awesome to see and come and watch the sale take place. Travis, how many sales does this make for you, if you can think off the top of your head?
Yeah, I've only been involved with it for 5 years now. It seems like maybe a little longer, but Dave Seibert took care of the sale before that. This is our 49th annual sale. Next year will be our 50th. We've sold over $8.3 million worth of bulls through this sale, so it has a long history, and we'll continue to provide those good, performance-oriented, affordable bulls next year.
Travis Mateer, Illinois performance-tested bull sale manager. And as Travis mentioned, the gross sales amount for the bull sale was $183,600, with an overall average price of $3,400 per bull. Overall averages by breed turned out to be $3,493 for Angus bulls, $3,359 for Simmental bulls, and $2,775 for Hereford bulls. The top-selling bull was a Simmental Senior by Diamond A Farms that sold for $6,500. Also, while I was at the expo, I ran into some folks from the Greenville Livestock Auction. I had the chance to visit with Steve Carruthers about how things are going for the business and what sales are on the agenda.
The auction and the business have been really good, Katie. We've had a lot of good numbers. Fat cattle market's increasing. Our spring feeder sales are coming up here March the 4th. And our spring breeding sale coming up March the 11th, and we'll have probably 90 bulls and 200 cows at that sale also.
You know, the market prices have kind of been fluctuating lately, and they're definitely lower than they were a couple years ago, and there's been some concern about the beef market and the numbers. But you said overall pretty good. Have you seen a decrease at all, or has it remained pretty steady?
We've remained pretty steady. The fat cattle market this week has picked up and looks to be higher again next week. They say we got a little low spot here, so the market will be good for a little while. But we've got some lower markets to look forward to. It's good, just not as good as it was.
Sure. Well, as we know, everything with agriculture is cyclical, so we're just part of the cycle, I guess. I asked you this before we started talking, but January 1, the veterinary feed directive came in place. I was curious if that affected anything that you do with vaccinations, but as you said, no, it actually hasn't.
Yeah, the VFD doesn't affect us directly. We've got our GLA vaccination program, and if people will get on that, that'll help the health program, and they won't have to use as many antibiotics and kind of keep this thing as antibiotic-free as possible.
Sounds good. So before we wrap up, maybe if you could let us know when the next sale is, and you said some coming up in the spring also.
Yeah, our next sale will be next Wednesday. We'll have our fat cattle and then our sheep and goats, calves, and feeder cattle next Wednesday. March the 4th, we'll have our spring feeder calf sale. And March the 11th, we'll have our spring breeding stock special.
Once again, that was Steve Carruthers with the Greenville Livestock Auction. In other news for Illinois agriculture, the National Ag Statistics Service released 2016 county estimates for corn and soybeans yesterday afternoon. Estimates were released by county for area planted, area harvested, yield, and production. Looking at corn, Jersey County's estimated acres planted were 65,400, area harvested 64,800, yield was estimated at 175.6 bushels per acre, and production was estimated at 11,378,000 bushels. Looking at Macoupin County for corn, area planted was at 186,500 acres, area harvested 182,400, yield estimated at 199.2 bushels per acre, and total production 36,335,000 bushels. Madison County, area planted 111,000 acres, area harvested 108,500, yield 172 bushels per acre, and total production 18,657,000 bushels. And finally, Montgomery County for corn, area planted 168,500 acres, area harvested 167,000 acres, yield 196.9 bushels per acre, and total production 32,882,000. Switching now to look at soybeans, starting with Jersey County. Jersey's estimated area planted for soybeans, 51,500 acres. Area harvested, 51,300. Yield, 55.3 bushels per acre. And production, 2,835,000 bushels. Macoupin County soybeans, area planted 158,000 acres, area harvested 157,400, yield 63.4 bushels per acre, and production 9,976,000 bushels. Madison County, area planted 117,500 acres, area harvested 117,000 even, yield 54.7 bushels per acre, and production 6,404,000 bushels. And finally, Montgomery County, area planted 147,000 acres, area harvested 146,700 acres, yield 61.5 bushels per acre, and production 9,020,000 bushels. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.